This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Houdat Nation. It is September the 15th, a Sunday. Week 2 action getting ready to start on WWL. Well, heck, it is starting now. What am I talking about? Drink that cup of coffee.
Get ready.
We get ready for a noon start in Dallas. 1-0 Saints taking on the 1-0 Cowboys. Me, Charlie Long, Cullen Steele, bringing it till 10 a.m. That's when the Cajun Cannon will take over on the Bud Light countdown, the kickoff. And then, of course, game time. High noon in Dallas, Jerry's World. What a gorgeous stadium, but the Saints going to take it over today. Noon start with Deuce McAllister, Mike Hawes, Jeff Nowak on the sideline. Big one for the black and gold, obviously, in week two. Hopefully they can continue a bunch of that positive momentum for week one where they outscored the Carolina Panthers by 37 points. And I know, you take that one game and you kind of have the 24-hour rule like the players and coaches, but man, oh man, it was kind of nice riding high off of that all week.
Yeah, it had people fired up. And like when you're in the NFL and you're playing a game and basically at halftime you're feeling like you can kind of coast to a victory because they were up 30-3 at halftime and the 3 points they gave up was at the final like 2 minute drive.
That right, like you said, you're feeling like we got
you're
this.
You're up 30-0 going to halftime at 30-3.
It's all lanyap after
it
that.
It is the nicest thing in the world to just be kind of like kicking back like I don't have to worry about this game at all. And, you know, to the people that kept saying, oh, it's just the Panthers. Like, look, I get it. The Panthers are going to be competing with teams like the Giants and, you know, maybe like some other squads that are at the bottom of the league for that top overall pick this upcoming year. But at the same time, what do good teams do to bad teams?
Decimate.
They smoke them. 37 points. Come on now. So now you're going into a game against a legit Dallas Cowboys squad. And as you mentioned about AT&T Stadium, Jerry World, they've been tough to beat there, Steve. So I looked up a little bit of history here.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, you know what their winning streak is at home?
I know they didn't lose last year at all.
And it is 16 games.
16 straight.
In the regular season.
Right. Because
you remember, you will recall, they got smoked by, you know, the Green Bay Packers, that young Packers squad led by Jordan Love last year in the playoffs. And that's been their issue. Like, they've been such a good, consistent regular season team. But when they get to the playoffs, they just kind of lose it.
Man,
right?
Right.
Like, nothing. They come up flat. But still, 16 straight regular season victories at home. And I was like, what's kind of the history of that? Like, that seems really, really long. The longest of all time is the Dolphins dating back to the 70s, which was 27. So they still got a ways to go to reach like that mark,
yeah.
Right? But it's still a very, very impressive home winning streak. The Saints have to go in there and prove everybody wrong because they're, even with that performance against Carolina, winning by 37 points, they're still 6.5-point underdogs in this game. And that kind of tells you something because if you go back and look at the Cowboys games at home last year, a lot of their games, you know, you got to take it with a little bit of salt because the opponents that they were playing weren't very good. But they blew out a lot of teams at home.
Hey, like we were saying with the Panthers, though, you got to just beat the team that's in front of you.
Correct. So. And at the same time, I think that's what made their playoff loss so surprising was that this was a team that was so dominant at home all season long, and then they just get blown out. It was just kind of out of nowhere. So the Saints will have to do something that no team has done for basically the past 2 years, and that is beat the Cowboys and Jerry World in the regular season. So we'll see what happens.
Like Han Solo says, never tell me the odds.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely looking forward to this one. Obviously a big-time matchup. Everybody's still Maybe not everyone, but definitely the folks in Dallas consider the Cowboys America's team. You constantly hear that. Yeah. I really don't know how that ended up taking over and becoming a thing, because to me it would be maybe America's team more like the Saints, just because of their, you know, you're down and out losers typically, and people end up and rooting for the underdog.
Yeah, I love like the what Bobby was talking about last year when the playoffs are starting, like the blue collar Super Bowl that would have been like the Lions versus the Browns or something like that, right?
Right.
I think like the America's team stuff all started, like, they haven't won a Super Bowl since before I was born. So I'm putting that into perspective a little bit. I have never seen,
putting that there, right?
Since I have been alive, I have never seen a Cowboys Super Bowl. So, I mean, all their accolades, all that stuff was all the way back in the 90s. All I've known from the Cowboys, really good regular season success, and they come up flat in the playoffs. So, granted, this is the regular season, so the Saints will have to do something, once again, that not many teams have done in the past few years. I think back-to-back-to-back 12-win seasons for this Cowboys squad. So, they're obviously a great regular season bunch. You just got to figure out how to take them down.
No, definitely, like you mentioned it right there, it's definitely the scary regular season success, and that's all we care about today. And that streak on the line in at Dallas right now going on. Hopefully the Saints can snap that streak. Looking at some of the banged up players in this one, this LCMC health update is brought to you by LCMC Health. 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. Guys, right now for this matchup going into the noon kickoff, we've got 2 players that are out. DeMarco Jackson, Colin Saunders, your linebacker, defensive tackle, both dealing with calf injuries there, so they are out for this matchup. Meanwhile, quite a few banged up and are questionable. We saw defensive tackle Brian Brzee dealing with an illness. Isaiah Foskey popped up with a calf injury. He's also questionable. Linebacker Jalen Ford, a hamstring issue, was limited all week. He's questionable. And then 2 big ones here. Taliesi Fuaga, dealing with the back. He was limited on Wednesday, but then didn't practice on Thursday or Friday. Is listed as questionable for this matchup. And then in corner, Marshawn Lattimore, didn't practice all week. He's questionable with that hip/hamstring issue. Definitely a huge concern going in there, because when you think of the Dallas Cowboys, obviously Dak Prescott and one of the top receivers in the game in CeeDee Lamb, and you figured, yep, Marshawn Lattimore would be mostly covering him.
Yeah, so real quick, with Taliese Fuaga and then Lucas Patrick as well, Nowak put this out on Twitter last night, and it's a great point, that Ugo Amadi and Isaiah Stallbird were the 2 elevations for the Saints from the practice squad.
Yeah.
They didn't elevate any linemen, which, you know, as far as we know, Fuaga right now is listed as a game-time decision, right? He traveled with the team to Dallas, which is a good start, but they're going to have to wait to see probably through warm-ups and stuff to see if he'll be able to play. But the fact that they didn't elevate a lineman is probably a good sign that he will play. You don't want to say anything just yet, because we're not for certain, like, sure that it's going to happen. But, I mean, they could really use him against this Cowboys pass rush. You already have Micah Parsons on one side, likely be going against Trevor Penning in this game. But on the opposite side, DeMarcus Lawrence is really, really solid too, and can hold his own as a defensive end as well. So, really strong pass rush. We'll continue to preview this Cowboys squad as we go along. It's a really good team top to bottom. It's going to be a great test and a litmus test early on this season for the Saints.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Cullen just passed this along to me from Ian Rappaport, who tweeted out, he's NFL Network insider. Right. Saints will be cautious with star corner Marshon Lattimore, who is questionable with a hip and hamstring issue. He's pushing a play, but it's a long season, and him being healthy is paramount. He'll work out this morning to see. So another game-time decision there we'll be monitoring, obviously, when we talk to Deuce later on.
Yeah, it's a hamstring thing, right?
Yeah.
That was something Mike had brought this up, that it was something that he had dealt with a lot at Ohio State.
Correct.
And that's probably the reason why he fell all the way down to where the Saints picked at 11. So, you know, this was back in 2017. So it's been something that's kind of bugged him throughout his career a little bit.
And just, and unfortunately, injuries the past two seasons have been a bugaboo for Marshon.
We know that it's minor. Like, that's the good sign. We know that the hamstring injury is minor, but if you want to be better safe than sorry, just let him sit. It's okay. I mean, like, it's not okay necessarily because you are going up against a top three receiver in the league. I mean, it's like Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, and I guess like Ja'Marr Chase. Like, you can say he's top five. I think he's top three. CeeDee is just that electric. And so you would love to have your top corner, your star cornerback going up against him for this matchup. But if he can't go, the good news is that you feel great about the depth at cornerback.
I was going to go right there, exactly.
So the game that Alante Taylor had last week was fantastic. And he's obviously the slot corner. But you also have Paulson and Debo. You have Kool-Aid McKinstry. You're feeling pretty good about that spot. And you also elevated Ugo Amadi as an extra defensive back if you need it. So, yeah, I mean, it's obviously a huge loss if the Saints don't have Lattimore going up against someone like CeeDee Lamb, because I think he would be the guy probably traveling and trying to blanket him. But we'll have to see. I mean, he's probably just like Fuaga going to maybe be a game-time decision, but if Rappaport's saying that they're going to be careful with him in a long season, it kind of leads me to believe that they're probably not going to play him.
With Alante having that, you know, great success early on in the slot, we've seen, well, maybe he's adjusted to the position. I know last year was a little more difficult to him. If Lattimore can't go, you definitely have, obviously, Paulson Adebo outside. Do you put the rookie Kool-Aid McKinstry then outside, or do you move Alante?
I think it's actually an interesting question, because I also think it's fascinating because CeeDee Lamb is not just a purely outside receiver. He plays in the slot a bunch.
Right.
I would need to look up the stats about what percentage of snaps he takes in the slot. But Alante Taylor, if you have him in the slot and you're confident in him as a slot corner, I mean, he's probably going to be matching up against CeeDee at points in this game. So we'll have to see.
The one thing that is a big question for me going into this matchup for the Cowboys, really not sure about their run game. They brought back Ezekiel Elliott, let Tony Pollard go, and then there's really, you look at the names on their depth chart in that running back room, and it's a lot of question marks there.
It was okay in week one against the Cleveland Browns, which, by the way,
impressive though, right?
Super impressive victory, 33-17, and it really wasn't that close. I mean, I know that Deshaun Watson is probably catching a ton of heat from Cleveland Browns fans and Cleveland sports radio folks because,
as Bobby would say, stealing money.
He's stealing money for one, and you see the success that Baker Mayfield's having in Tampa.
Oh, right. They move on from Baker. Look at the success there. And now, boom, your guy that you doled out all this money for and that guaranteed cash for him.
It's tough because the thing with the Cowboys rushing attack, Ezekiel Elliott led the team last week in rushing attempts with 10. So it wasn't necessarily even like he had a huge workload, but he didn't really need to have one because it was such a blowout. At the same time, he had 40 rushing yards, so four yards per carries, always decent. As a team, the Cowboys ran 25 times for 102 yards, good for 4.1 yards per carry. So the carries are split up a little bit. Like, Zeke had 10, Rico Dowdle, who's their backup running back, had 8. CD had a couple carries as well, and then everything else was just kind of spread around. So 25 carries, 102 rushing yards, 4.1 yards per carry, a long rush of 12 yards in that game against the Cleveland Browns. So it was a solid debut performance for them. It wasn't what the Saints did to Carolina, and that's what we'll bring up multiple times throughout this game, is how important it is for the Saints to build on that performance with the rushing attack. Because when you have the pass rushers that Dallas has, as I mentioned with DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons, the best way to neutralize that threat is to just go right at them, right? And Mark Schlereth said it's like the bend your neck play. It's like, it's something that Rico Dennison, the run game coordinator for the Saints, first year run game coordinator, he had spent time, you know, with the Vikings. Apparently he also spent time in Denver when Mark Schlereth was playing there. He said Rico loved these plays where you just try to bully the opponent, where even if like you're in a situation where it's not likely to work necessarily as far as the run game goes, just try and like bend their neck, so to speak. And so we'll see if the Saints can do that this week against the Cowboys defense. That, you know, when they were playing the Cleveland Browns this past week, the Browns didn't really have the fortune to run the ball often because they found themselves in such a big hole.
Yeah,
but they still had decent success. Like, we talked about how good the Saints' rushing attack was week one against Carolina.
Right. Jerome Ford ended up with pretty decent numbers, right?
The whole team did.
Okay.
So, as far as the Saints goes, like, they had 4.9 yards per carry against Carolina. They ended up with a total of, let's see here, it was 180 rushing yards on 37 carries. I mean, the volume was there.
Yeah.
So the numbers were there. 4.9 yards per carry. With Cleveland, and Cleveland's rushing attack was the strength as well, they averaged 4.9 yards per carry, but they had 19 attempts. It was 19 for 93. So when they were able to run the ball, they found some success against this Dallas Cowboys defense. And that's probably what the Saints are going to have to do early and often this year, or this week, as far as kind of keeping that pass rush at bay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.